with a foreign tongue, whose every word he spoke made sense to me. Terrific, and after the horrific war, you got the beatniks and the rebels without a cause. The 60s were fast, new kind of crew, drop a tab, grab a fad, and the radical fanaticals took a sabbatical in 68. It turned into a riot. The 70s were super, superstars, supercars, super tankers, super wankers, and ultimately superfluous. Until Malcolm and the Bumps came along and made the holy mess. The 80s were mega without the bite, and now the nervous 90s are ultra light. I get a fright when I think about the 21st century. Is it gonna be a science fiction tragedy? Progress, progress, it's all economic. Hocus, focus, so we lost the focus on people. Being economically rational came into fashion and has killed the passion for anything but money. And now the multinational companies are compassionless. The futures of what you buy and sell on the stock exchange. Thank you.
From across the great divide, voices trapped in yearning, memories trapped in time. The night is my companion, and solitude my guide. Would I spend forever here and not be satisfied? And I would be the one to hold you down, kiss you so hard. I'll take your breath away and let you rest. Wipe away your tears, close your eyes, dear.
Jeez, we've got tape stopping left, right and centre for you. Yeah. Yes, that was Sarah McLachlan. She's not Scottish or anything. Not that, she's Canadian.
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 And that's a name like that.
McLachlan, yeah. She's Canadian. That's what it says in the back of the CD.
Okay.
I am Canadian.
That's what it says.
No, it doesn't actually. It says it recorded live September 1992 at Harbour Front, Toronto, Canada.
There you go.
In the back of the CD.
That doesn't mean she's Canadian.
Oh, well, you know, she probably is.
She's Scottish-Canadian.
Scottish-Canadian. Well, that's a nice mix. That is a nice mix.
Yeah, abuses your thing makes up with you.
Yeah. The Style Council before that was Long Hot Summer, which is, geez, we've had some hot weather recently, haven't we?
Yep.
I mean, I think we hit the late 30s. I think it was about 37, 38 on Wednesday, and same again on Thursday, and then Friday was a bit cooler, and poured down rain on Wednesday, and so there's probably some thunderstorms along the way or something.
Oh, yeah. Cyclone or two, a couple of earthquakes.
Yeah, earthquakes, yeah.
Fires.
Flash floods. A meteor strike. That's what usually happens, yeah. Dig before that with Futures and Richard Pleasance with Myphology. Oh, it's just after 7 o'clock, which means it's about time I hit this button here and do a sport report.
Jethro's Sport Report!
Thank you very much, Danny.
Great sound effect, aren't
they? Yeah, Jethro's Sport Report for his anniversary show, 400 today, folks, and still battling on strong.
The show, not Jeff.
Yeah. Although, ask me this after 800 shows and we'll see if we get a different result and answer. Let's see, Jeffro, rather had to hastily rewrite his sporting report today because he wrote down here that Tasmania were going to get beaten by Queensland, and as it turns out, Queensland won, Tasmania won, yeah. Because I've got it written down here, in reply, Queensland got the runs required with the loss of 70, because I wrote this about 3:30 this afternoon. I thought, Tasmania can't win this. But Tasmania were bowled out for 175 in their 50 overs. Against Queensland today in their match at in Tasmania. Ricky Ponting, top scorer with a meagre 37. Now, I was going to write here, in reply, Queensland got the runs required with the loss of only 70 wickets, but Queensland, they collapsed to 3 for 24 and then were all out for 158. Ian Healy, top scorer with 48, and Mark Quett for Tassie picked up 5 for 23 and no doubt the man of the match award.
Yeah. So Tasmania made a milestone comeback.
Yeah, made a miraculous comeback. Unbelievable. Yeah, unbelievable, Tasmania. Yeah, really. Good effort. Great stuff. In last night's match, Western Australia cruised to a 5-wicket win against Victoria after dismissing the Vics for 180. There were a few excellent catches along the way for the Vics, but, it was just one of those games. Western Australia, they didn't make a meal of it. Western Australia's one team I've noticed that if they get set a low target, they usually do it in as little amount of time as possible. Yeah. And let's see, what else have we got? The only other cricket news I heard for the day was that the Australians are still haven't decided whether they're going to forfeit their matches against Sri Lanka in their tour of the World Cup. Of course, with all the recent violence and happening in Sri Lanka and all that, the Australian cricket team, of course, is questioning, should we go or should we stay at home?
Yeah. Good day for some. Should we go?
Might even play it later on too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't blame them, I wouldn't go.
Yeah.
Damn that. Next thing you know, the bus could blow up on you.
Yeah. The Sri Lankans might be happy.
Ah, they forfeited.
They forfeited. They got blown up. They forfeit.
Forfeit? They got blown up.
Yeah, the problem is we could probably send over a second 11 anyway and still...
Oh, yeah, then again, send over the B-grade.
Send over the B-grade squad. Yeah, go on.
Without sweat.
Yeah. And
before lunch, no worries.
Yeah, no problem. And the only other cricket news I heard, I think, today was that Zimbabwe and New Zealand are playing the first day-night match in New Zealand. Not by the Australian. The first day-night match in New Zealand. Zimbabwe at last reports for 5 for 175 and battling on pretty strongly against
great
the Kiwis.
Runners.
Zimbabwe.
Oh, yeah.
Zimbabwe. And they also play in Sri Lanka, too.
Yeah?
Yep, they're the fourth. There's... I think four or five teams playing in Sri Lanka. There's Sri Lanka and Australia, of course, and then there's the West Indies, Zimbabwe, and Kenya. Up the group.
You know how come they run so well? It's from running away from the lions all the time.
Yeah, that's probably.
That's why they win the marathon.
Yeah, they win.
They just get someone behind them in a lion.
Kenyans and Zimbabweans. I don't know how Kenya are going to transform into the into the cricket side of things. Oh, I suppose we just have to wait until we find out. Because the World Cup's got some very interesting sides playing in the Cricket World Cup. Apparently the United Arab Emirates have got a team playing. The United Arab Emirates.
Wouldn't it be hot with those hat things they got to wear?
Yeah,
they just bring in a bucket every 10 minutes and pour it over their heads.
Yeah. Well,
there was
a lot of controversy about the United Arab Emirates teams. Apparently, not one of the players in the side is a homegrown player. They're all imported. Yeah. Some of them played for other countries and then say, "Why don't you come over and play for us? You know, stay here for 5 years.
Yeah.
Great, no problem." can they do?
He's $15 million a game?
Yeah, so it's apparently the captain of the United Arab Emirates teams is a Sri Lankan. And they've got Pakistanis and Indians. And
no didn't. Aussie blokes?
Yeah, no Aussie blokes, no. All subcontinent players.
We can't be bought.
Mm. Apparently that happened when they toured Switzerland or something like that, or some team toured Switzerland and saw a whole heap of Indians and Pakistanis and said, "Who are you?" "Oh, we're the Swiss team." Right, yeah, okay.
Sure.
Yeah, cricket's a funny old game, folks. It really is. It's one of those games you could score 300 off your 50 overs and end up losing the match by a wicket because the opposition score 9 for 301. That sort of game. It's a funny game, cricket.
Yeah.
And that's why I love it.
Well, looking at footy this year, you've got the four teams in it again.
Yeah.
The Auckland Warriors.
And the Auckland, yeah.
And the three others, I can't remember the name.
Yeah.
And how many were losing to Super League? And
yeah, well, the Auckland Warriors are going to Super League.
Okay.
South Queensland Crushers are still with the ARL. The North Queensland side, I think, has also gone to Super League. Because they're not written down here on the list of teams that are playing in the Sydney Sevens, which is the next thing I was going to get to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Sydney Sevens actually were started in Sydney today, and some results...
Where else would they be?
Well, they've actually been played in Parramatta.
Parramatta Stadium?
In Parramatta Stadium,
been
yeah.
Been there?
Yeah, good field. Like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, watched Jeff Hammond play.
Yeah. And that's a rare. I think he only played about three games.
Yeah, for the reserve, right? For the Rabbitohs.
I thought it was Parramatta.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, we'll check it.
Well, whoever
he
it was.
He only played three games.
Yeah, whoever he was playing for, it was Fennec, and he ran after every ball and was in every tackle.
Yeah, but
mind you, it's a bit hard from the other side.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah. But,
his own plays, he was tackling.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Let's see. Of course, they have the annual Sydney Sevens started today, and they'll be played at Parramatta Stadium for a change of venue. This time, of course, they're devoid of any Super League talents because they're going off to Fiji in a couple of weeks' time to play the inaugural Fiji Nines.
Oh.
Mm. So for every team that left the ARL have replaced them. Like, for example, Papua New Guinea have defected to the Super League. They replaced the Papua New Guinean side with the Port Moresby team. Western Samoa has gone to the Super League, so they replace the team in the Sevens competition with American Samoa, and so on. So they've just replaced every team with someone else. And that's the problem. There's so many league players around there at the moment, it's unbelievable, you know. Mm. The great gospel of league, you're spreading to the world, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, going along and look at some of the results today in the Sydney Sevens. Geez, I had a hard time trying to find out any results. Some of the results that I was able to hear today, Newcastle defeated Canada 52-0, Manly swamped American Samoa 40-0, Sydney Roosters easily accounted for Japan 50-0, the Aboriginal side, the ARL Aboriginal team, which composes of Cliffy Lions amongst other people, beat Melbourne.
Yes.
Melbourne 28-0.
Good on.
And the big result for the day was Papua New Guinea, the Port Moresby team, defeating Western Suburbs 24-14.
Oh, most of these normalist ones you hear play every year one of those games.
Yeah.
Manly
and all that sort of stuff, yeah. But apparently Newcastle, Illawarra and the Sydney Tigers, I do believe, are the four teams that have actually qualified, and they go through to the next round. So they'll be playing in the Cup series, because they have three series. They have a cup, a trophy and a plate. The teams who finish first in each of their groups play for the cup.
Makes it a cup reset then, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. The teams that finish second in each group play for the trophy, and the team that finished dead last in every group play for the plate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Here's a China plate.
Yeah.
Or one of the fake China ones.
Yeah. Canberra actually won the trophy one, I think. They finished... Yeah, they won the trophy one. I think they defeated Papua New Guinea a couple of years back. Yeah. But last year's winner, of course, were Manly. They swamped Fiji 36-16. I think I walked out when it was about 30-10 or something like that. Yeah, so we had to get our bus back to Central. Yeah, but that's it, folks, and there's plenty more games on tonight. The last game apparently is at 9:30 with the great clash of the night, Melbourne to take on the United States of America. And there's
Do
also,
that again, that was great.
Okay, Melbourne versus the United States of America.
You thought of calling a sport?
Hey, yeah, that's what I want to do, actually. There's also, yeah, so you've got teams like New South Wales Country, Tonga, New Zealand.
They should be good.
Tonga, they actually won the plate last year.
They won the plate.
It was the highlight of the tournament, actually, I thought. Tonga versus the United States of America in the cup, in the plate, in the bowl. I think it was the bowl final. And Janet Jackson was apparently at the ground at the time watching the match, because I said so. They said, "Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to announce that Janet Jackson is here at the ground watching the match between Tonga and the United States of America." And we all go, "Yay!" And someone sitting next to me said, "Who's Janet Jackson?"
Typical.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't
and you know what? And Tonga won.
I didn't think the Americans liked playing our football because they said we're crazy and they don't know how the Australians can play football for so long with no gear on.
Yeah, well, apparently a lot of them are expatriate Canadians or something like that. Yeah, but apparently one of the Yanks was actually one of the leading try scorers for last year's tournament, Danny Irico, it's some funny name. Danny Irico, I think his name is, and he was actually the equal leading try scorer for last year's tournament.
Yeah.
And with the music running out, that means Jeffro has to find some more music now to play.
Yeah.
That's the end of the sport report. There we go, folks. Later on the show, yeah, plenty of them. Flashes in the pans. We've got hundreds of them. Well, actually, no, I've only got two, four, seven. I've only got about seven of them. That's one of them.
Yeah.
That's one of them. And you also got to find out how a beggar ended up with over $100,000 in his pocket, how a policeman arrested himself.
Yes.
What happens to people if they go around plucking eagles, and how to derail the train with a snowman.
Yes, but don't try it at home.
But don't try it at home because
only under strict parent supervision.
Parental supervision. Yeah.
Yes. We're taking requests. 666-777. Give us a buzz.
Yeah. Anyway, this is Chocolate Starfish, track called April the Fool. Yeah. It's 7:15. This is 2FM. Give us a call.